told me, "Hey, I got something fantastic to tell you." He said, "I am affiliated with people that speak with the spirits of the dead. How would you like to talk to the spirit of your dead mother?" And I was shocked. I was shocked. He said, "You wouldn't be afraid of talking to the spirit of your dead mother, would you?" Well, I said, "I'll tell you what, I would have to give that some thought." The medium said, "We have a very special surprise tonight for you people. A spirit will manifest itself openly here in a few minutes, and right through the wall." Now, the lights weren't terribly bright, but they were like living room lights. A couple of floor lamps, maybe some of these. And that translucent being seemed to come right out of the wall.
How did you feel right at that moment?
It's almost like my heart stopped a little bit. Okay. You know, very weird feeling. So it was a lady in a beautiful evening gown, swirling. And she said to Mary, "My dear sister, you are so wonderful to have asked for me." So, he said, the supposed spirits of the dead that you're talking with are demon spirits. They're fallen angels. They're beautiful beings.
Just set it out, just like
that. Oh, yeah.
It didn't make you uneasy when he said they were
demons? Well, it shocked you a little bit, you know. Something that you first hear mentioned to you. He said, "You guys have got a great future ahead of you. Because we've been told, the high priest of our society, secret society, has been told that the master has very special plans for you two."
Now, what did he mean by the master?
Satan. He said that she was made successful in her singing career by a dear friend of hers that was the same age as she and died when she was 18 years of age. And Loretta was trying to get into the singing world, you know, but it would, she says, "I had no success at all. Until one night I was sitting in bed reading a book." And she says, "Who walks right through the wall but my friend, the spirit of my friend?" And she says, "Loretta, I'm going to make you a very famous person in singing Western country music, and I will be with you all the time." She said, her voice went through me, the power.
See, and you saw this in a television documentary?
Yeah. This was, I believe, 1976 it took place. Now, the priest explained that when people believe in this business, they are actually opening themselves to be completely deceived by demon spirits, because it gives the demon spirits an opportunity to impersonate a dead society of spirit worshippers.
And for people to believe their lives.
Then, especially when you're invited there by the direction of the higher-ups in the spirit world, you never get out of there alive. And he told us, he says, "Look, we worship spirits. We worship Lucifer, Lucifer and all his angels. They're just as beautiful as they did before they were cast out of heaven." He says, "There was a misunderstanding in the whole thing," he says, "among the inhabitants of the galaxies." And he says, "Our master was misunderstood. And they always praise the great master, Satan, as a super intelligent being that he is, beautiful to behold. And if he ever appears to you, you won't be able to look upon him because he'll be too bright."
So I began my little journey forward. And one of the matters that I developed information about was an individual I learned about, was Aleister Crowley. He likes to have his name pronounced Crowley to rhyme with holy. And the Satanists today, and for the number of years in the past, have basically used his philosophy and his writings as a guide.
He had so many Masonic degrees that you could fill up 5 pages of a book with them. This guy was probably the most highly honored Mason in the world. He styled himself the wickedest man in the world. He believed himself to be the great beast. And he changed his name to Aleister Crowley, so he it would add up in both English, Hebrew, and Greek Kabbalah as 666. In 1904, Crowley had a communication with an extraterrestrial being named Iwas. And this being, through his wife, kind of a channeling type operation, brought forth a book that was called the Book of the Law in 1904. And this book declared that the slain and risen God, i.e. Jesus, had stepped off the throne, and that a new God, the crowned and conquering child, was taking his place. As a result of this, Crowley proclaimed the end of Christianity and the start of Crowleyanity. Crowley taught that the way you could live forever was by vampirizing little children sexually. And he personally bragged of having slaughtered 150 male children in 1 year. This is why he was called the wickedest man in the world.
And now listen to this sentence, folks, closely. For the highest spiritual working, one must accordingly choose that victim which contains the greatest and purest force. A male child of perfect innocence and high intelligence is the most satisfactory and suitable system. We're talking about human sacrifices.
Also drug them up, and they'd take a sacrificial knife and they'd start from the chest and move all the way down to your abdomen. And then that's how they sacrificed, and they'd collect the blood and they'd drink it. When the mid-September through mid-November, they sacrificed babies and nothing but babies because they need the pure blood of the untainted children. And I was really, I didn't understand what it was like. I just can't believe I'm seeing this. Every year of my life, I've experienced that. And that was the hardest part for me. It's like hearing those babies literally scream and cry. And then seeing their blood flow.
The little boy was taken to a basement. He was crucified alive. First he was skinned.
Why is it that no one knows this?
Because there's Satanists in the police force and also in the government, the army. They're everywhere. They're even on the council of the representatives of the United States also. And they're silenced because this is not being exposed, because they don't want it to be exposed. Because they're really good at lying and hiding things.
Rebecca, what happens to the people that want to come out of Satanism?
They get killed. They get followed, they get taken, they get sacrificed in front of the congregation of the Satanic Church.
There was a huge satanic ritual that was performed on the very spot where Area 51 happened
really?
By this Jack Parsons, and in which they had this magical ceremony called Babylon Working, and it was designed by Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist who called himself the Beast 666.
Yes.
And the purpose of this series of magical ceremonies, which was performed on the spot of Area 51, where it's now located, was to unseal an interdimensional gateway, they said. And so this, they hoped, would allow other entities known as the, quote, Old Ones, access to our space-time continuum. And this witness said that he saw Jack Parsons rip a hole in space-time there, and he said that something evil flew in. And one other interesting point is that Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, who called himself the B666, as I just mentioned, he claimed to have contact with some kind of alien named Lamb. And this Lamb, he drew a picture of this alien that he was in contact, receiving messages from this being. And the picture that he drew of this alien, it's a striking resemblance to the common gray ET drawing. And obviously they have the secret base there where advanced aircraft is being tested. And so it's not one or the other, it's actually both. And what's interesting is this fellow Jack Parsons, who was the main person involved in the satanic ritual, he was involved in creating some of the most advanced technological stuff that we have right now in rocket propulsion systems. He was even involved with a lot of the stuff that NASA does. They even named a crater on the moon. It's called the Parsons Crater. It was named after Jack Parsons.
Right.
So you see all the connections here.
You know, I've long believed that if there is satanic activity on this planet, and I believe there is, if they are in constant communication with these demons, or even if they conjure them up, Brother Michael, is it possible they do with their rituals and things like that?
They appear to have the ability to materialize and dematerialize without a trace. One of the great mysteries of the UFOs isn't seeing them, is trying to figure out where are they when you don't see them. Some people say, well, they're from another galaxy. Most physicists will debunk that for lots of reasons. They seem to pose that way, but for lots of, if they came, you know, if there are that many coming from another galaxy, you think you'd sense the traffic. We'll come to that with some more reasonable explanations, and you're going to discover the two top researchers in the last century, really, is Jacques Vallée, France, and J. Allen Hynek, the American. Now, J. Allen Hynek was head of astronomy at Cornell, and he set out to debunk this nonsense about UFOs, and he became one of the most ardent, competent, balanced researchers in the trade. J. Allen Hynek, he died a few years ago. Both of these respected researchers came to the conclusion that they're not intergalactic. For lots of physics, there are a lot of physical physics rebuttals to that conjecture. They both argued that these things are demonic. Their term. They've written many, many books. You can check them out. These are not religious people. They're not people with any kind of personal agenda. But they came to the conclusion that these things, on the one hand, and by the way, we take for granted that we strip away the nonsense and the hoaxes, set that aside. There's tens of thousands of files you have to wallow through. When you cut through all that, there's still a core group, a substantial core group, of real events that need explanation. And so on the one hand, they exhibit physical properties, on the one hand. On the other hand, they also violate all physical laws. And so the conclusion from that both J. Allen Hynek and Jacques Vallée and others have come to is that they're hyperdimensional, that somehow they come from another dimension periodically. But both of them came to the conclusion that these creatures are hyperdimensional. They're not from some other galaxy. They also both concluded they're hostile because they pretend to be something they're not.
Just getting the image. Franklin, we see a long line, couple of star-like things and a lot of things swimming in the foreground. Can you describe what you're seeing?
Well, the long line is a tether, and there's a little bit of debris that kind of flies with us, and it's illuminated by the sun at such low angles. So there's a lot of stray light, and it's getting washed out quickly, but Claude is trying to do a good job here adjusting the cameras.
It wasn't until a few years ago that I really started to get into researching all this information, looking at, you know, going through thousands of pages of information about UFOs that just confirmed, you know, what I had already believed about this phenomenon, that I believe the evidence clearly points that they are, in fact, demons.
Remember, a demon Get the little spooky picture. There are a fallen angel, an unclean spirit. They can assume any form or go into anything.
I have concluded that there are no good aliens. The aliens are demons.
We can establish through this testimony that these objects of extraterrestrial origin have been tracked on radar going thousands of miles per hour, stopping and making right-hand turns. That they use anti-gravity propulsion systems, which we have already figured out how they work. That extraterrestrial life forms have been retrieved, and their vehicles have been taken and studied thoroughly for at least 50 years.
Tell me what the hell that is walking across up there at the top. What is that?
Anyone else notice that the stage is an inverted cross leading to a portal into hell?
I had a feeling something was off hours before Travis Scott hit the stage.
A portal, dude.
Like literally like in fucking hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe, you couldn't see. Like just imagine all the people they gonna find tonight who was in that crowd, who nobody could see, who nobody could hear, who passed out, and everybody was just tumbling on top of them the whole fucking concert. Like I'm thinking it's probably gonna be like at least 100 people who dead tonight. I need to know, like in the VIP section, it was so many bodies laid out. People was getting pulled out who was fainting. And the people were trying, the medics were trying to give them CPR, and they was flipping them over, and like they was literally turning them black.